One. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program. Sitting in today for Wendy Bell, combat veteran, New York Times best-selling author, and host of the Battleground podcast, Sean Parnell.
What is up, America? Good morning. It is a great day to be an American. It's good to see you all today. I see lots of friendly faces in the live chat. I'm so grateful to have you here. Of course, my name is Sean Parnell, as you heard in that awesome introduction. I'm a combat veteran, but more than that, I'm a humble servant of America. From sea to shining sea and everybody in between, welcome, patriots. We got a huge show for you today. Listen, I know that I can never fill in for the fabulous Wendy Bell. I know that. But I'm going to do my best to give you the best show as humanly possible. I'm not here to waste your time. I want to make sure that we are staying one step ahead of the radical left because they are on a forced march to destroy this country. And folks, listen, it's up to us. It is our job to stop them. And so, look, we got a great show today. We're going to talk right off the top about, confirmed the CIA was caught spying on Trump. Is any of us surprised? No, we've known that all along, but it's nice to have confirmation. What's that I hear? That's the sound of another conspiracy theory biting the dust. There is a spiritual war happening in America. You should be aware of it and make sure that you are on the right side of history and on the side of good. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about lawfare failing in a huge way and how Donald Trump is the right man at the right time for this moment. We've got in the second hour of this show, Savage Rich Barris, the director of Big Data Polls. He's the best pollster in the business, and he's particularly savage. We're very, very lucky to have him here with us on this Friday. We're going to talk about Israel Hamas and the ridiculousness of a two-state solution. The Democrats are in panic mode, and it's a trap. Republicans, you have to be aware. I'm going to tell you what that trap is. And gosh, it's going to be a great show today, folks. Thank you all for joining us. Okay, so prior to getting in the show, I'm seeing from my producer extraordinaire, Brockstar, let's start with the pledge. Let's keep this tradition alive. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America. Gosh, we live in an awesome country. I get goosebumps every time I say that. So, in prepping for the Wendy Bell radio program, I often don't sleep well the night before. And Commander Melanie, my wife, can tell you all about this. She told me before I fell asleep that you probably weren't going to sleep because you tend to get consumed by the show. And when I started my own show, which Brock convinced me to start about a year ago, which is funny because I'm in this studio for the first time in about a year. It's good to be back. But he told me this show is going to eventually consume you, and it does. And when Wendy offered for me to fill in for her, I immediately became consumed with this show, so I didn't sleep. And when I don't sleep, I start researching things. The show consumes me. Why? Because I love this country, and I love you. I love the audience. And so I found this tweet that Donald Trump had put out a long time ago about me. And the tweet reads this. This was sent on 10/25/20, so 9 days before the 2020 election. It says, Pennsylvania ballot mistakes made, in my opinion, on purpose by the Democrat governor puts Republicans, in particular Sean Parnell, at great risk. Corrupt politics in Pennsylvania must be investigated immediately. By the way, Philadelphia is out of control. And what's interesting about this tweet or post on X, I don't know what we're supposed to call it, X, Twitter. Let's just refer to it henceforth as Twitter. But he tags the Justice Department. He tags the Justice Department about the election 9 days before what was a disastrous election in 2020. And after I stumbled upon this tweet, which of course sent me into a little bit of a rage, I saw this interview with a Time magazine reporter who just did, by the way, a great piece on Donald Trump, the greatest president of my lifetime, to be sure. And he says, and I quote in this interview, Trump wants to go into a second term and consolidate power, probably sounding like this,
and consolidate power into the office of the presidency. He wants to fill the executive branch with true believers of the MAGA doctrine.
Oh my God. So you mean to tell me that Trump wants to populate his administration with loyal people? Oh my gosh, the horror. I can't believe that. But folks, listen to me. I want you to understand the why here. That's the point. That's why I do this show. So many shows are out there. Read the news, react. Read the news, react. We don't do that. We don't do that superficial stuff here. I got anything against people that do that. But my goal is to tell you what's going on behind the curtain. But this is why the Democrats, their allies in the media, in the deep state, are fighting so hard to stop this guy. You see, they know that he is coming for them. They know he's going to hold them accountable. And listen, you might be saying, well, he didn't hold them accountable in his first term. And you would be right. You see, Trump was a businessman in his first term. Trump was somebody that worked with Democrats and Republicans to reshape the skyline of New York City. He was a man that was unafraid to lead, to reach across the aisle, do great things on behalf of his country and his home in New York. So when he became president, he tried to build bridges. He tried to extend an olive branch to his political enemies, one of which was Hillary Clinton. Hindsight being 2020, maybe he should have held her accountable. Because these deep state lackeys, these Democrats in power, you see, that's what they care about. They don't care about you. If they did, the Democrats wouldn't try to divide us five ways from Sunday. Rich versus poor, young versus old, black versus white versus Asian. Jew, Christian, atheist. You see, the only way that the Democrats keep and maintain power, and that is their mission at all costs. The only way that the Democrats keep and maintain power is by dividing us. You see, this time around, Trump knows what he's doing. I've talked to him and I've talked to those in his administration. He knows more about the swamp. He knows more about the inner workings of politics. He knows how the Democrats have infiltrated institutions and twisted them. No, not everybody at these institutions are terrible, evil, and bad. But the Democrats have been very selective about the positions that they occupy in political appointments. But Trump is much more experienced now. He knows the rules of the game. And that's precisely why the deep state is so hell-bent on stopping him. This is why the CIA is taking greater and greater steps to stop him. And in so doing, they are making mistakes. They are getting sloppy. They're talking to people like James O'Keefe and O'Keefe Media Group. In fact, a CIA operative, somebody that was on a China task force, did just that. If we have the soundbite, let's go ahead and cue it up and play it. Because what this guy said should concern each and every one of you. Because it means...
I work in the intelligence community. I work in CIA. I do cyber operations. I've been doing it for a long time.
So how long have you been working at the CIA?
Since 2008.
Okay.
I've also worked at NSA, though. And then I have a TSSCI with a full-scope polygraph. That means that I'm fully vetted.
Amjad Fasisi shows her his CIA identification badge.
No, where does it say?
Does it?
Hey, that's the point.
That's the point.
What's CMC?
China Mission Center, darling. That's my mission center.
Gotcha.
Amjad talks about how the CIA kept information from Trump.
Like working.
We kept information from him.
Say one more time.
We kept information from him.
From Trump?
Yes. He's an idiot. And there are certain people that would give him a high level overview, but never give it to anybody. Do you know why? It's
called Amjad Fasisi states higher-ups within the intel community, including CIA directors Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, and the upper levels of their staffs colluded to withhold information from sitting President Trump.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump.
The higher-ups.
The higher-ups.
You put it this way, the executive staff, we're talking about the director and his subordinates.
Like what titles are they?
Director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep...
Yes.
Are you guys still watching him?
I would say yes.
It sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes by without somebody watching.
Are you still watching him? Yes, of course we are. Nothing goes by without us watching. Trump's response up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Stick with us. Oh, man. Metallica leading in. I love it. My name's Sean Parnell. I'm in the chair for the great Wendy Bell. We've been talking about the CIA and them watching Trump and how they're pulling out all the stops along with their Democrat allies, both in the media and on the Hill. And that is a very, very dangerous thing, folks. Listen, I worked with the CIA in Afghanistan. And for those who watch my show on Rumble, which, by the way, airs at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on Rumble Live. Big supporters of the Wendy Bell Radio Show. You should go over there and subscribe. But we talk about this often. I've told you that the CIA is dangerous and they are good at what they do. It's in a remote base in eastern Afghanistan. By the way, no paved roads, no electricity, no running water. They had to airdrop our food in. That's how remote it was. We didn't get a whole lot of visitors out there. In fact, almost never. Until one day, and by the way, this is one of the most dangerous places on the face of the planet. This man rolls up to our base in a Toyota Hilux pickup truck. And he gets out of his truck, almost as if he rings the doorbell at our front gate. We're, of course, shocked. We walk over there and we see a man dressed in desert camouflage uniform. He's got a big red beard, no name tapes, no U.S. Army, no American flag, no nothing, just a 9mm pistol on his hip. We ask him what his name was, first and last name. He had a State Department identification card, but on that card, it simply said Chester. His name was Chester. Chester with the big red beard. Our mission was to escort him down to Angora Dah, which is a very bad place on the Afghan-Pakistan border. We did it. We got attacked on our way. Very, very badly. We dropped him off. And Chester disappeared into Pakistan, never to be seen by us again. Months later, a high-value target in a Pakistan town was assassinated. This is the CIA. He was a CIA. He wasn't the State Department. State Department and the CIA are braided together, especially in a tactical situation. If somebody tells you that they're with the State Department, chances are they're with the CIA. So when I tell you that the CIA, when you hear somebody from the Central Intelligence Agency saying that they are watching Trump now, well, it should confirm for you what you've already known. And that is, they have watched President Trump since the moment he came down the golden escalator. The FBI tapped his phone lines when Trump raised that. Everybody in the media called him a conspiracy theorist and a liar. Well, that turned out to be true. And now we have video proof of a CIA operator saying that they are still watching the president. That they are still watching the front runner for president of the United States. So Trump, President Trump, had an opportunity to respond to this video by the great James O'Keefe. And this is what he said. Listen.
Mr. President, your reaction to this videotape of the CIA individual talking about how the CIA director has withheld information from you?
Well, it's shocking to see how stupid somebody can be. If this guy's for real, you ought to get rid of him. CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, this is not an intelligent guy. To be openly talking to a woman that walks up and starts asking him questions and talking that way. So he may be bragging or showing off to some young lady. I have no idea the conditions under which he spoke, but I'd get rid of him real fast. If he's for real, get rid of him.
That's Trump being Trump. You ever seen the movie The Untouchables? An organization that operates with the federal authority but outside the federal government? You see, I think that response by Trump was a good one. Because you remember what Chuck Schumer said about how, be careful with the intelligence communities because they've got 6 ways from Sunday in getting back to you. Yeah, that Chuck Schumer. I'm sure you remember that. You can't go after the intelligence community while you're campaigning openly. It doesn't work out well for you. Look at what happened to JFK. In fact, every bit of intelligence that we've seen that is coming out now seems to lend itself to the fact, even RFK Jr. says this, that the CIA was in fact involved or had something to do with the assassination of JFK. We don't know what that is. There's also intelligence to suggest that the CIA was involved in Watergate and somehow. That somehow they set up Nixon. Why? Because Nixon and JFK both were about dismantling the deep state. The intelligence community strikes back. So for Trump to focus on the individual, this man's stupid, as opposed to the organization is smart. Because it's important for all of us to recognize that this is a strategy. That Trump is 100% working behind the scenes to form that untouchables-like unit who will then operate with the authority of the executive branch but be ruthlessly efficient in getting rid of political appointees and members of the deep state who are targeting him, and by targeting him, targeting the rest of the American people. Because they're not going after Trump. He's their target. Yes, of course, they're politically persecuting him. But you have to understand, they're not going after Donald Trump. They're going after us. And this will not stop with Donald Trump. So if you haven't seen The Untouchables, you should go watch it. We kind of need an Untouchables-like unit at this moment in time. When we come back, we're going to talk about hoax, 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 hoax. Why would you believe anything that the media is telling you? That and so much more on the Wendy Bell Radio program. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program. My name's Sean Parnell. I'm in the chair for the great and fabulous Wendy Bell. And while I recognize that I cannot replace Wendy Bell, I'm going to do everything that I can to keep you ahead of the curve.
We need to find somebody.
they were just looking.
Any warm body
to fill this chair. And you know what? Lo and behold, they found little old me. And here we are. So, knowing what you know now, going back to 2016, Why would we believe anything that the media has to say, well, about anything? Especially with regards to all of these cases. The lawfare, it's absolutely ridiculous, right? I mean, clearly, they're doing this just to affect the outcome of a presidential election, right? We know this. And so what's fascinating to me about all of this is how the media is acting like all of this is just perfectly legit, that all of these trials, despite having no legal precedent whatsoever, despite having never been tried against anyone else in the history of the country, except Donald Trump, oh, by the way, at the time he's running for president, oh, by the way, they waited for 3 years. Like, Trump left office in 2021. They wait for Donald Trump to run for president, and then it's an avalanche of lawfare cases. So if we believe that Russiagate was a hoax, and of course we do, in fact, Russiagate was the real insurrection. I don't think that it would be an exaggeration to say that it was probably one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated on the American people. I'm telling you all of this because, listen, I'm going somewhere with this. So if we look at history and we look at the past and using Russiagate as an example, why then would we trust anything that the media has to say moving forward? You want to hear a little bit about how histrionic the media was with regards to Russiagate? I got something for you. We're going to talk about why it's anytime the media regurgitates talking points, red flags should go up for you. But Russiagate, greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Listen to this.
BuzzFeed's latest bombshell report.
The White House is slamming a bombshell report by BuzzFeed.
With a bombshell report from BuzzFeed.
If the BuzzFeed bombshell is true.
Bombshell report.
The Russians had compromising videos of Donald Trump watching prostitutes urinate on a bed in the Moscow Ritz-Carlton presidential suite.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
In reality, A bunch of the dossier has proven to be true. The FBI and the CIA have reportedly validated parts of it as true.
Investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier.
We do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
The president was compromised by a hostile foreign government, full stop.
The possibility, the very real possibility, that President Putin holds damaging information over President Trump.
What do the Russians have on Donald Trump? Politically, personally, or financially?
But it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier,
it hasn't been discredited.
Paid.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there.
A golden shower tape involving prostitutes.
Golden shower is
infamous compromise tape referred to in the steel dossier.
Russian prostitutes and that other thing.
Russians had a so-called P tape.
The P tape.
That tape about the stuff in the hotel room in Russia.
The steel dossier, the steel dossier, the steel dossier. What's in the steel dossier?
I can't even handle it. They literally made up a hoax about a pee-pee tape, and then they breathlessly repeated that hoax. I mean, I'm laughing about it now because it's just so absurd. But the truth of the matter is that those lies swayed the U.S. House of Representatives away from Donald Trump. It hurt Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, they paid for all of it with your taxpayer dollars. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely insane. So let's take a closer look at some of these lawfare cases and some of the news, breaking news that's coming out of them today. Let's talk about the classified docs case with Judge Cannon. Folks, essentially what's happening here is an FBI setup. In fact, we know now beyond a shadow of a doubt because Judge Cannon unredacted documents and exposed the beady-eyed little freak mouth-breathing prosecutor Jack Smith for what he is, and that is a communist, hell-bent on the destruction of Donald Trump and ultimately our country. Judge Cannon unredacted these documents And what did we see? We found an unprecedented amount of collusion and coordination between Jack Smith, the Department of Justice, and the National Archives, who just so happened to meet with the Biden White House several times prior to the actual prosecution of Donald Trump. And what did they say? What did the National Archives say to the Trump Organization? Hey, look, buddy, we got a bunch of your boxes here, six of them in total. I think it's best that you know, President Trump, you and your team come up here and pick these up post haste. We need you to do that. We need you to get them out of here. And so what did Trump do? He picked up boxes. I think he put four of them, sent two of the boxes to Mar-a-Lago and four to another location. It doesn't really matter. But if you're paying attention and you have your ear to the ground, well, then you know you're listening to what Kash Patel is saying, people that are inside President Trump's circle. Well, he's saying now that they have evidence that the FBI planted classified documents in those boxes, allegedly. Suppose we should say allegedly. Allegedly planted classified information in those boxes so that when Trump picked them up, they knew that there'd be classified information in there. And that's why they found classified information during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. The whole thing was one big setup. It was all a hoax. And of course, new today, or I should say last night, per Judge Cannon's authorization, this was first reported by the great Julie Kelly, who's just done extraordinary work reporting on these cases and the historic lawfare that we're experiencing here in this country. Judge Cannon's authorization, Trump just filed an unsealed version of the motion to dismiss on selective/vindictive prosecution. Note, others caught with similar documents were never prosecuted, including Biden, Pence, both Clintons, and Jim Comey. Of course, there's a double standard. Of course, it only affects Donald Trump. And remember, Biden, Special Prosecutor Robert Hur, found that Biden, without a doubt, mishandled classified information. And he did so while he was a United States senator. And what do United States senators not have? Any sort of declassification authority at all. And oh, by the way, how did Joe Biden get that information out of the SCIF, the Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility? Did he carry it out? Because that's a crime. And oh, but you know who else doesn't have declassification authority? A vice president, which Joe Biden was when he took classified information. And oh, by the way, not to keep with the oh, by the ways, but I'm just having fun now. He took that classified information and he sold it to a publishing house for $8 million on a book deal. And he also gave it to his ghostwriter, who didn't have a security clearance whatsoever. And Joe Biden was also on a recorded phone call with his ghostwriter. His ghostwriter saying to Joe Biden that, hey, boss, like, we found a bunch of classified documents in the basement. I think we're good to go for your book where we're going to publish classified documents, you know, in the book that you took $8 million for. Joe Biden literally sold America's secrets to a publishing house for $8 million. Is he being charged? No. Why? Because he's too old and feeble. What Robert Hur did not report was whether or not Joe Biden pooped his pants during the actual interview, because we know that that's happening. I'm sure you heard the story of Joe Biden allegedly pooping his pants in front of the Pope. The command is this man is an animated corpse, yet somehow he's president. Okay, let's shift gears to Pudge Alvin Bragg in New York and Judge Juan Merchan. Now, every legal scholar in the business says that this case is a complete joke. But Trump's attorney referred to a post from Joe Biden saying that he predicts stormy weather for Donald Trump. Of course, this hearing yesterday was about Trump violating a gag order. And Trump's attorney said, well, wait a second. If Joe Biden, from his campaign account, is saying that he predicts stormy weather and is clearly using that as a political attack on me, it's a clear reference to Donald Trump and the case. Trump's lawyers argued that because of the gag order, he's unable to respond to his political opponent. And they're exactly right. Well, what did Juan Merchan say? Juan Merchan, the Democrat corrupt judge, who, by the way, his family is being enriched off of jailing Trump. You see how this big self-licking ice cream cone works, right? The judge said, well, listen, it's not a big deal. Trump can respond, but he just can't refer to foreseeable witnesses, which, of course, Stormy Daniels is. So you see how the game is played, right? You see how they cherry pick the facts. And of course, Keith Richardson was on the stand, and Keith Richardson was the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. Apparently, he made a fool of himself on the case and on the stand. He was questioned about the 2018 letter he wrote for Stormy Daniels, in which he denied any romantic affair ever happening. In the statement, I said Daniels never had a sexual and/or romantic affair with Donald Trump. Keep in mind, it's important to recognize that this happened way back in this whole Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump nonsense happened way back in 2006. Stormy Daniels' then attorney, Michael Avenatti, who's in prison right now, approached Donald Trump and said, listen, if you don't like we had an affair back then, like, and here's the deal. Like, if you don't pay me an exorbitant sum of money, I'm going to go public with an affair and that's going to hurt your family. And Trump did paid what's called a nuisance payment, which many public figures and many businesses do. Nuisance payments are paid to people with no, they're not an admission of guilt at all. It's just a calculation that Trump made saying, well, listen, I have a wife and a son, a young son, and of course, older children. I don't want them to have to go through this hell of these false accusations being made public. It's easier for me to just pay this person and have them shut up and go away. To save my family embarrassment. You see how the game is played. So this happened before Trump even ran for president. But the entire basis of Pudge Alvin Bragg's case is that he did it to protect his reputation, to help his campaign, and thereby committed a federal election violation, which of course the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, said there was no crime. So you see how this works? Lawfare. It's dangerous. We're going to talk a little bit more about Michael Avenatti and a Trump prosecutor being forced to invoke the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination and how Trump is the right man for the right time in the spiritual war that we face. That and so much more when we come back. Hey, everybody. It's good to see you, America. We're back here on the Wendy Bell radio program. My name's Sean Parnell. I'm sitting in for the great and fabulous Wendy Bell. I'm a combat veteran, and I'm a humble servant of America. Let's get right back into this. We don't have a whole lot of time, so let's just rock and roll, shall we? So this lawfare stuff against Trump, it's falling apart. The American people see this for what it is, right, folks? You agree with me. And I think that's why Trump is crushing it with independents. I think that's why Trump has completely turned things around with the youth vote. People are waking up to just how dangerous this stuff is. It's more effective than any campaign mailer in many ways. It's more effective than any campaign commercial. You see, campaigns are about contrasts. And even though Trump was a president at one time and Biden is the incumbent president, campaigns are always, and trust me, I've run two campaigns. I've had my name on a ballot. I know what it means to knock on doors and raise money and try to sway voters on certain topics. Campaigns are about drawing a contrast. It's a candidate's job to draw a contrast. That's what makes the best candidate. This guy wants to do this, but I'm going to do this. This guy believes in communism. I believe in freedom. You get my point. But what's so fascinating about this lawfare stuff is the Democrats thought it would destroy Trump. The Democrats thought it would break Trump. But they have set the conditions such that the contrast is drawing itself. Trump doesn't have to make the contrast. So when he walked out of Pudge Alvin Bragg's trial in New York City yesterday at 5 o'clock, he simply walked out of the trial, made a statement on the inflation and the insane stuff that's happening on our college campuses, and brought pizza to a New York City fire department. Trump is a man of the people. Trump is someone who serves people who serve this country. The contrast is drawing itself, and it's been devastating for Biden. You know things are particularly devastating when you have Michael Avenatti, who used to be Stormy Daniels' lawyer, come out and say Keith Davidson, right? Keith Davidson is lying. After I confronted her, Stormy Daniels, with her own text message, Daniels admitted to me in early 2019 that she and Davidson had extorted Trump in October of 2016. It was a shakedown. This was of the many one of the many reasons I fired her as a client in February 19th. Folks, this stuff is falling apart. So if you ever find yourself in a position where you're losing hope, or you wonder how, as a country, we're going to navigate our way out of this, Trump is unfazed. If you watched him in New York City and you watch him go through this, recognize that he is unfazed. So we must be unfazed as well. Don't let yourself get down in the dumps. Make no mistake about it, there is a spiritual war in this country, and that war is between good and evil. I know it. I feel it. It was never more manifestly apparent to me than the time I spent in Washington, D.C., in the power center of the world. You can feel good and evil on either side of you, pushing and pulling you in either direction. It's there. It's all around us. But in this moment, it's our job to see with moral clarity. And if you ever find yourself losing hope, just look to how President Trump is handling himself. As terrible as it seems, yes, they rigged the election in 2020. I'm not afraid to say it, and I will never be gaslit into believing otherwise. I saw the fraud and the cheating with my own two eyes. You can be safe in your beliefs that, yes, you believe it was rigged and stolen, because it was. But my point is, it was stolen. They locked us down during COVID. That sucked pretty bad. All these hoaxes, all the lawfare, the intelligence community spying on Trump, CIA caught on tape saying they're still watching Trump, trying to throw President Trump in jail for the rest of his life. And remember, these aren't attacks on Trump. Ultimately, they're attacks on us. But let me ask you a question. Is there anybody else in the world that you believe could handle these attacks and endure other than Donald Trump? Is there? I think I know the answer to that question. The answer to that question is no, which should tell you something. Trump is the right man, the right moment in history. So it's not just about believing in him. It's about fighting for this country through him. Remember, politicians are just instruments. They're conduits through which they advance our agenda. Don't get down in the dumps. Keep the faith. Yes, it's always darkest before the dawn. But if we recognize that Trump is the only man in the world that could handle the garbage that's being thrown at him, then we have to stand with him. And we also have to say that God has his hand in this in some way. So keep the faith when we come back. Top of the next hour, 1 hour down, Savage Rich Barris on deck. We got that and so much more coming up on the Wendy Bell Radio program. See you in a little bit.